this week. It's called Shine Bright, A Very Personal History of Black Women in Pop, by the amazing music writer and editor, Danielle Smith. She's an amazing writer. She has been the editor of Vibe and has written in many, many publications. But she's just written this amazing, amazing book, just released, about the geniuses hidden in plain sight, black women, and their amazing contributions to pop music. She does a wonderful chapter on Gladys Knight, and including an explication of that song. So anyway, read this book. It's fabulous. Shine Bright. And we heard live Indigo Girls before that. Closer to Fine. I'm thinking of all the Tufts kids who are graduating this weekend. Congratulations to all of you new graduates from Tufts. And of course, Tufts is where WMFO in Medford is, straight up 12 o'clock. And that brings us to our six pack at noon today. It is inspired by a show that I saw on Broadway a couple of weeks ago called A Strange Loop by Michael R. Jackson. It's already won the Pulitzer Prize, and it's now nominated for 11 Tony Awards. It's the show this season, this very strange Broadway season, with the most Tony Award nominations. It is absolutely brilliant and astounding, and the cast is extraordinary and amazing. And you're saying, wait a second, what does this have to do with something about the women? So Michael R. Jackson, who is a genius, he is absolutely amazing, a wonderful, wonderful playwright. He wrote a musical. He wrote the book, he wrote the music, he wrote the lyrics, Triple Threat, and one of the songs in it is called Inner White Girl, and it is his homage to the three women that he calls his Holy Trinity, and that is Liz Phair, Tori Amos, and Joni Mitchell. So, our six-pack at noon today. Music inspired by A Strange Loop, which was inspired by this holy trinity of singer-songwriters.
God, sometimes you just don't come through. God, sometimes you just don't come through. You need a woman to look after you. God, sometimes you just don't come through. You may
give out that strength until Decisions. What's so amazing about really deep thoughts? Boy, you best pray that I bleed real soon. How's that thought for you? My scream got lost in a paper cup. Think there's a heaven where some screams have gone. I got 25 bucks and a cracker. Do you think it's enough to get us there? Cause what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of his with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care. Cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been he. Years go by, will I still be waiting for somebody else to understand? Years go by, if I'm stripped of my beauty and the orange clouds raining in my hand. Years go by, will I choke on my tears till finally there is nothing left? One more casualty. Let's hear what you think of me now. But baby, don't look up. The sky is falling. Your mother shows up in a nasty dress. And it's your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking at you. You take hold of my hand. Yeah, I can hear them. But what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of yours with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care. Cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice. I hear my voice. I hear my voice. And it's been he.
Toss around your latest golden age, next one in the nest will beautify them so. I guess I seem ungrateful with my teeth sunk in the hand that brings me things I really can't give up just yet. Now I sit up here, the critic, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. Oh, the power and the glory, just when you're getting a taste for worship, they start bringing out the hammers and the boards and the nails. Applause, chilly now, end of summer, no more shiny hot nights. It was just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.
And there you have it, our six-pack at noon today. Songs inspired by A Strange Loop, the play, the musical, the phenomenon. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's currently on Broadway by Michael R. Jackson. And just again, reading from a New York Times Magazine article, he talked about the influence of the three women that we just heard in that six-pack. Said that Tori Amos's music that he started listening to in the 90s, quote, met me right where I was at that moment in time. And because I was also writing, it gave me permission to start saying things that I was thinking or feeling or wondering about, like in a profane sort of way. And so I began copying her immediately, just trying to find my voice. And quote, loved also Liz Phair, and Joni Mitchell considers the three songwriters his own private religious triptych. Mitchell is the mother, Phair is the daughter, and Amos, Jackson's first love, is the Holy Spirit. These white women singer-songwriters inspired me to be my truest, rawest self. And for A Strange Loop, he wrote the song Inner White Girl as an homage to the emotional and lyrical freedom that those three women employ in their music, and always keeping in mind the juxtaposition that he, as a Black gay man, really needed to sort of summon that freedom and privilege that they experience that, of course, Black queer men do not. And that really is what gets explored in this amazing, amazing musical, A Strange Loop. But what we actually heard in the six-pack was Tori Amos with her song God, Joni Mitchell with Dog Eat Dog, Liz Phair, Why Can't I? Tori Amos again, Silent All These Years, Joni Mitchell for the Roses, and Liz Phair, Strange Loop. I did need to play radio-friendly songs, so you didn't get to actually hear some of that owning one's power through a carefully placed profanity or two, not in our six-pack today. Keep it clean for the radio. But again, those three artists, also very influential for me, and I bet for a number of our listeners here. And Something About the Women, again, we're here every Saturday between 11 and 1. My name is Jane. I am one of the hosts. Sue is another of the hosts, and so is Kirsten. And occasionally we have friends of the show who sit in, like Ryan. We love our listeners, and we're going to have more great music for the last half hour of the show. And you're going to want to stay tuned at 1 o'clock because Brian Young is in the house with Crash Course for the Ravers.
If you should love me, don't ever tell me. Show it, that's how I'll know it. In fact, it's better not to show me at all. Let me pine, let me yearn, let me crawl, let me write you a song. And Lord,
a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When we are both so deeply stuck in our can turn the world off. Forget about what's going on outside. We can make it all stop and freeze a little time tonight. Don't need a DJ, a disco ball, no cover charge, no last call. Just pull me close and let's see where this goes. Turn the lights down low, let's take it slow. Dancing in the living room, slow dancing in the living room. It's just you and me in our bare feet. Dancing in the living room, slow dancing in.
All the plans,
I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come all, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried, it's over. Green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar.
Solar.
Come on and let the
let's begin. Blink three times when you feel it kicking in that
Once again, our show is flying by today, so less talking, more music. That little set was started out with Kristen Collier, What Is This Thing Called Love? And then Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Moon Song, from her latest album, Until Adele, Easy on Me. Mickey Guyton, Dancing in the Living Room, and we just heard Lord Solar Power.
Yeah. The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Okay, in that little mini set of music, we heard a couple of live cuts. That was Jonathan Brook with her song Steady Pull and Joan Osborne with her song Ladder. And you have done it. You have listened to another edition of Something About the Women here on WMFO in Medford. This has been Jane, and Kirsten and Sue and I rotate in the DJ chair. We love our listeners, and we want you to stay tuned for Crash Course for the Ravers coming up next with Brian Young. Take good care, everybody. The world is heavy, so do what you can to stay resilient, stay afloat, and take care of each other. Peace out.
Can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on.